In an election year, the campaign trail can get littered with cold pizza and stale takeout. When politics gets local, though, the food can be local and good. For this week's Hidden Kitchen, our series exploring unusual kitchens, we hear from local candidates and the people who cook for them.
Oops. I'm going to reach over here and...
There you go. Is that good?
That's
you
good.
Want some more? All right.
My name is Neto Madrigal, and I am currently running for county commissioner.
I'm John Moran. I'm going to be the next sheriff.
Local races really have sweat equity involved with them, and that means home-prepared food or food prepared in school kitchens. Once you get higher up in the food chain, so to speak, you're going to find people writing out checks to caterers. So really, if you want to taste America, you want to start low. I'm Margaret Engel. I'm the co-author of Food Finds, and I was a political wife for 8 years.
Yes, how are you doing, right?
How are you doing? Good, how are you?
Okay.
If you were a true political junkie and wanted to eat well, I'd start in New England going to pancake breakfast.
Come on in, eat.
Then I would sort of go down the eastern seaboard. In Virginia, there's a shad planking political dinner. Shad is a kind of fish, and the plank that they put it on is wood, and it gives it a wonderful flavor.
Yeah, he's got good food.
And as you start going into the Midwest, I saw a muskrat dinner that was a political dinner one night. They really are eating muskrat.
I'm Dennis Will. I'm the Democratic candidate for Lorain County Prosecutor. This is a Sunday, and it's the right kind of weather for northeastern Ohio. Your standard parochial school gymnasium, it's got a basketball court in the center of it. We're having a fundraiser, and we're having a spaghetti dinner.
As soon as you walk in the kitchen, you can smell the spaghetti sauce. My name is Dave Deskins. I'm one of the 22 vice presidents of Local 880, and I work at a Giant Eagle supermarket cutting meat all day. And this is my day off. This is how I spend it. Two resident Italian guys who are in charge of the sauce. I help out and stir it. I mean, we have guys that have been doing this for 25 years. You just don't throw spaghetti together. I mean, you know, they've come to expect a certain quality when they have the AFL-CIO crew here doing the cooking.
I already ate, and it's delicious. I'm John Hatcher. I'm chairman of Lorain County UAW Cap Council. We have 12,000 UAW members in this county, and I'm making sure they all vote the right way.
My name's Ted Cale. I'm the Democrat candidate for Lorain County Commissioner. Oh, it's always easier when there's food involved because they're comfortable. They're eating. When there's a group of people together, they feel the support of their family members or friends to ask that question they might not normally ask you. You get a chance to answer them because they're sitting at the table. They're not going anywhere. And I don't know if we have any more ethnic dinners this afternoon, but we always make sure we attend them because they're well turned out. All the churches get together and the ethnic clubs, between the Slovak club and the old Romanian club, Croatian clubs, and they all serve really good food.
It's true there's no correlation between price paid and quality of food. I've had some of the best political food at pierogi breakfasts in Cleveland, where you pay $5 and get handmade pierogies. They're like doughy pillows filled with mashed potatoes or prunes or onions, and they're Ukrainian and Polish in origin. And they're slathered in butter, and they're really spectacular.
Every year we serve brisket and sausage, and beans.
My name is Joyce Cook, and I live in Maxwell, Texas.
Pickles, onions,
we're at the Fireman's Benefit Barbecue. This is their major fundraiser.
Dessert, tea.
In this area, this is primarily the only place that the politicians can meet with a great group from our community. So they usually look forward to this.
I'm Todd Blomer. I'm district judge here in Caldwell County, Texas, and I'm running for election in November. I'm out here to politic and eat some good barbecue.
You'd rather have more brisket than sausage.
More brisket than sausage. How's that?
That would be plenty.
I guess what Hidden Kitchens means to me is the many people that you see pulling barbecue pits on trailers up and down the roads that you don't normally expect to be the great cookers that they are that show up at these functions. And it just brings the whole community together. You get an incredible mix of folks of every socioeconomic background, and they're all out here eating off paper plates, eating jalapeno peppers with their hands.
My name is Salvador Felk, and I live in Lincoln Heights. I'm going to vote for a better neighborhood. No graffiti, a lot of policemen, and older people can walk on the street. Have you got a spoon? but I'm waiting for the food.
My name is Yvette Andrade. I am the chair of the Chicano Latino Caucus for the California Democratic Party in Lincoln Heights, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, predominantly a Latino and Asian population here. We're having a big rally. It's probably one of the hardest groups to motivate to get out and vote. And it's real important for us to bring the food out.
We prepare the chickens 24 hours ahead. We make the special salsas, homemade salsas.
This is the only way we can get the people in here, when we have good food. Because food is what keeps everybody happy, believe me.
Dried chiles, jalapenos.
The best political event I went to was in Western Maryland. There was a corn roast, open grills outside with coals under them. They had the corn in the husk on the grill, and then they were wetting it down with a hose. This was terrific corn, and there were speeches as people were eating, but it was one of the best ways to ingest civics and great corn at the same time.
You're going to have to back up really quickly here tonight.
My name is Philip Bissett. I'm a local resident of Annapolis, Edgewater, Maryland area. I'm a Republican, and I am running for county executive here in Anne Arundel County. This is a crab feast. Since I come from a family of watermen, what do watermen do? They catch crabs.
Right now, we got 30 bushels of crabs that we're cooking.
And they're trying to get the hell out of that pot.
My name is Ernie Winters. My full-time job is vice president of a sheet metal firm. And part-time, I steam crabs. I have a van that has a boiler in it, okay? The crabs are Chesapeake Bay crabs.
They paid $35 to enter this event.
These are really good.
And that covers everything. Food, drinks, crabs.
Trying to crack the claw open, that's where your sweeter meat is.
Crabs almost like a way of life. You ask me to explain it, I don't know how to explain it.
The first time that I decided to do something different than a crab feast was a champagne dessert. And the newspaper gave me a fit. I said, here's a guy who wears flannel shirts, who we know is a waterman, is an outdoorsman and all those things, having champagne. What's going on with the world? We just try to have a broad base of support. There are people who obviously are more in tune to that type of cuisine than this, so we please them all. We're politicians.
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, along with Jay Allison. As always, pictures and recipes are at npr.org.